Wednesday, let's talk some more about communicating from a biblical perspective. As a matter of fact, particularly when it comes to communicating with God. Thursday, Stacy Horn will be our guest, and we're going to talk about some findings from her book, Damnation Island, where she talks about some 19th century New York treatment, if you will, of people who had mental problems, people who were considered criminals, and more. And she's going to show us a comparison, some similarities between some of the horrors of that time and some of the horrors of today's prison system. Friday on Power Friday, I want you to be ready to join me again to rejuvenate. It is time. It is time, ladies and gentlemen. It is time. Spend some time resting, relaxing, rejuvenating, being refreshed. Yes, don't just keep working. We want you to take care of your bodies, your minds, your souls, and don't just leave it to someone else. Yeah, you got to do your part to take care of yourself. So this Friday, Power Friday, time to rejuvenate. More on vacations. I'm thinking about doing something a little different, too, this Sunday. Of course, you all know that often on Sundays, we usually have at least 1 hour devoted to spiritual perspectives where we will discuss a topic from a biblical perspective. And I'm thinking about doing this with regards to technology. You know, I've been sharing with you some of the conversation, discussions, concerns, hopes, etc. about, well, what's coming in the days ahead, months ahead, years ahead with regards to hubots, humanoids, artificial intelligence in the form of humans. I think I'm going to share with you this Sunday more about that from a biblical perspective, more of a focused biblical perspective than I have in the past. I've alluded here and there to some biblical aspects of it, considerations of it. I think that the primary focus, in fact, the primary focus will be a biblical perspective on that subject for at least, you know, part of this Sunday's broadcast. So you may want to check that out. I had planned on doing some things for this past Sunday, but I think I'm going to make some adjustments. I think I'm going to make a change. So if I do, I do plan to make a note of that change online at speakingwith.com under this week's guests and topics. But as I'm doing now, I also plan to go ahead and let you know where we are with regards to, you know, how we'll handle that, what the topic will be, and what time you can expect it to be broadcast. All right, so one final note with regards to teens, schools, and guns. When it comes to the possible solutions to gun violence in schools, shootings in schools, our teens are more in line, the majority of our teens are more in line with the majority of the Democrats when it comes to what they see as being effective or ineffective. Just like the majority of teens, the majority of Democrats conclude that having teachers and other school officials carry guns will be ineffective in preventing gun violence, school shootings. Whereas most Republicans, about 78% of Republicans, say that they think that allowing teachers to carry guns in schools would be very or somewhat effective, again, at preventing school shootings. What do you think? All right. One of the things that we've had going on, too, when it comes to trying to, well, stem the tide when it comes to violence shootings. I mentioned that part of our concern is that we have people who are trained to use guns who use them for bad reasons, are bad law enforcement officers who shoot American citizens who pose no threat to anyone. One of the actions that has been taken in trying to address that problem is the use of police body cameras. Now, I want to ask you, what is your take on the use of body cameras for our policemen, our law enforcement officers? Do you think that they should be using body cameras? Do you think that the use of body cameras makes a difference? Have any of you actually seen a reduction in crime? I'm sorry, a reduction in violence perpetrated against American citizens by law enforcement officers as a result of or following the use of body cameras? I wonder how many police officers, law enforcement officers, have had second thoughts about perpetrating violence against American citizens when they noticed that other citizens were recording what was going on with their phone cameras. Interestingly enough, there have been times when some law enforcement officers have instructed those citizens to stop recording. And my question is, why? If they're not doing anything illegal, if they're not doing anything immoral, if they're not doing anything unethical, and I know some of you would say immoral, yes. Like the accusation, I don't know if it's true or not, but like the accusation that on one occasion, some law enforcement officers had stopped and handcuffed a black female in a parking lot, a public parking lot, put her face down on the ground, pulled her pants and panties down, doing a strip search, forced her legs apart, had her spread eagle with her legs up in the air, with her crotch, her genitals fully exposed in that parking lot. Yes, including things that are immoral. If they're not doing anything illegal, immoral, or unethical, why would they have a problem with someone filming, recording what's going on? It would almost seem that if they were only doing what they needed to be doing, they would actually be encouraged by that. All this matters, okay, make sure that the entire incident was filmed and not just was recorded and shown and not just the part that showed us taking the person down. Show that, yes, we did take the person down, but we did not tase the person unnecessarily. Show that we did not hit the person. We did not kick the person. I'm just saying. Body cameras, some kind of recording instrument. Well, police body cameras are small cameras, often worn on an officer's chest or head, with a microphone to capture sound and internal data storage to save footage for later review. Police body cameras are not just in use in America. They're in use around the world, from Australia to Uruguay. They were first trialed in the United States in 2012 in Rialto, California. In 2015, in response to the number of high-profile shootings of unarmed black men by police officers, President Obama pledged funding for a nationwide program to equip departments with body cameras. Law enforcement agencies in 45 states and D.C. have received funding from the Department of Justice's Body-Worn Camera Policy and Implementation Program, which spent over $58 million between 2015 and 2017. 35 states have introduced specific legislation covering their use, and a study prepared for the National Institute of Justice found that there are over 60 models of police body cameras available to purchase in the United States. proponents and opponents. As you know, we have both proponents of the police use of body cameras. We have opponents of the police use of body cameras. Sharing with you some information that ProCon.org is sharing with us about this. And we're going to take a look at some specific pros, some specific cons of police body camera use. Of course, with the pros saying, yes, police officers should wear body cameras. The cons saying, nope, no. Police officers should not be required to wear body cameras. Proponents, generally speaking, proponents of the police use of body cameras say that the cameras create transparency and accountability and reduce police and anti-police violence. They also say that body cameras provide evidence that proves or disproves police misconduct allegations. And they say that they're a good tool for police training and have strong support from the public. Generally speaking, opponents of the police use of body cameras say that the cameras negatively affect the physical and mental health of officers by overburdening them with equipment and placing them under the stress of constant video surveillance. They say that they increase the risk that sensitive or vulnerable victims and witnesses of crimes are exposed, and that their use damages community trust. They also say that the body cameras are too expensive and unreliable. When we come back, I'm going to share some more with you about some of these pros and cons of the use of police body cameras. See what you think.